AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It's gone from will she to when Hillary Rodham Clinton will announce her second try at the White House. She's expected to post online sometime today a video of that announcement. Two top campaign officials say her initial themes echo those of President Obama's from 2012, middle-class economics and policies geared toward working families. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, who headed Clinton's 2000 campaign for the Senate, tells NBC's Meet the Press he's not ready yet to endorse her.
Not until I see, and I would say this about any candidate, till I see an actual vision of where they want to go. I think she's a tremendous public servant. I think she is one of the most qualified people to ever run for this office.
After today's announcement, the campaign advisors say Clinton will focus her attention on meetings with small groups of voters in early voting states. Hours after a roadside bomb killed six Egyptian soldiers in the Sinai, a suspected car bomb is blamed for a huge explosion at a main police station in a city in the Sinai. There is no word yet on any deaths, but officials say 15 civilians have been hospitalized. The Islamic State group has wrecked artifacts in an ancient city in Iraq. Sound of an explosion from a video put out by that radical group. That video shows bearded men using sledgehammers, jackhammers, and saws to take down huge alabaster reliefs depicting Assyrian kings and deities. The ruins were from Nimrud, an Assyrian city dating back to 1300 B.C., 3,000 years ago. Pope Francis marks the 100th anniversary of the slaughter of Armenians by Ottoman Turks, calling it the first genocide of the 20th century. Turkey vigorously denies any genocide and says the 1.5 million death toll is inflated. Armenians have long pushed for greater recognition of those killings. This is AP Radio News. A Pennsylvania woman left her 21-year-old quadriplegic son, who has cerebral palsy, in the woods for several days last week so she could be with her boyfriend in Maryland. Philadelphia Police Lieutenant John Walker tells KYW-TV.
To see that kid laying there, it's heartbreaking to see that another human, especially your mother, can treat someone like that when you had all the opportunities in the world to turn that kid over to your family members who wanted to care for him.
The son's school called an aunt. When the mother was contacted last week in Maryland, Walker says she lied to family and police, saying her son was with her. No charges have yet to be filed in that case. A woman dangling her 2-year-old son over a railing of the cheetah exhibit at the Cleveland Zoo somehow lost her grip, and the boy dropped 10 feet into the exhibit. Zoo officials say both parents jumped in and pulled their boy to safety yesterday afternoon. The toddler was treated for bumps and bruises. The zoo plans to press charges against the mother. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.